This Steve Jones Show podcast is now loading. The Steve Jones Show podcast is presented by Sunbury Motor Company, Purdy Insurance, Brewers Outlet, and NIL Game Changers. Bringing you an in-depth look at Penn State sports and more. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. The Steve Jones Show is presented by Purdy Insurance, Brewers Outlet, NIL Game Changers, and Sunbury Motor Company. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
And the opening half hour of the show today is brought to you by Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf, online at sunburymotors.com. Ford, Kia, Hyundai, best in new inventory. I know that. Just bought brand new Ford from Sunbury Motors. Wanted the warranty. They took care of that. Great financing. Terrific buying experience. Pre-owned inventory with the Sunbury Motors guarantee and a great service department that backs it up routine to difficult to handle it all at Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors, Kia, Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com. Off to Baltimore for the next stop, and that is the Preakness at Pimlico. Dick Girardi joining us on the line. Hello, DJ. How are you?
I'm fine, Steve. You?
I'm doing well. I just want to make sure, are the 7-iron and the putter ready for 2 weeks at Coaches versus Cancer?
Absolutely. I have not practiced since last year, so I am ready.
Perfect. All right. So let's start with who's not there again. And Muth had to be scratched in this. And that's the Bob Baffert horse. I guess he's had a fever and so forth. In reality, how interested are you to eventually see this horse run?
Moose, I mean, look, I've seen him run. I saw him win the Arkansas Derby and crush the Derby winner, Mystic Dan. So, yeah, I know what he's got. Yeah, it would have been nice to see him run tomorrow, for sure. But, yeah, no, he's a talent. There isn't any doubt about that. But the best Baffert three-year-old is a horse called Nisos, who hasn't lost yet, but he's on the sidelines. I don't know when he's coming back. And it's nice to have a deep bench, right? So he's got imagination in the race tomorrow. He could win. It felt like the backup couldn't win. So Bob has deep reserves.
Yeah, he has deep reserves. Now, Mystic Dan, this is obviously a 16th shorter, but I always know that you like to look at the next 100 yards at the finish line to see how the horse is. The horse was obviously leaking oil down the stretch. What's your thought on Mystic Dan?
Steve, I think with the scratch of Muth, it gives him a real chance. I don't think he was going to beat Muth. I just think Muth is just a different class at this moment. But everybody's going to look at the Derby, and they're going to go, all right, as you said, he was leaking oil. He got the dream run along the rail. You know, that can't possibly happen again. Well, actually, it can. The three horses to his inside have no speed. I think he's going to go take an immediate left turn with Brian Hernandez, be on the rail again. He loves to run inside horses. Mm-hmm. I think the worst he is coming out of the first turn is third.
Yep.
And possibly he could even be in front, depending on other tactics and what other riders do. And I actually talked to Kenny McPeak, the trainer, about that yesterday, and he wasn't opposed to that. So I think he's got a realistic chance to win again. The problem is he was 18-1 2 weeks ago, and you're getting 2-1 now, which is not all that appetizing. But, yeah, I think he's okay. And his one race, it looks like we're probably going to get it off track. His one race in the mud was awesome. He won by 8 lengths in the Southwest Stakes at Oakland Park. So I think he's okay. And he was kind of reasonably close to the pace in the Derby. And all the pace horses backed out except Mystic Dan. And the horses that ran 2, 3, 4 were like 15th, 17th, 19th. So the flow of the race favored horses coming from the back. He was the only one near the front that survived. So I actually think he's a little better than people think. So yeah, he would be my pick, but I don't have nearly the confidence I would have if Moose was in the race. I think Moose would just crush the field.
Exactly. And, of course, there's less traffic with this. Does that benefit? Now, look, he negotiated and got to the front in the Kentucky Derby and let everybody else fight the traffic. But there's less traffic here. How much does that help him?
I think it does. I mean, look, everything went right in Kentucky. That doesn't often happen in that field, as you know. You don't get through everywhere. You have to squeeze through a small opening at the top of the stretch. But I think it does help because the chances of getting in any trouble are much less, obviously, when you have eight horses versus 20, the math thing. But he also has enough speed, Steve, where he's going to have some of the deep closers pretty far behind him. Some of whom are you know, certainly Catching Freedom and finished fourth in the Derby. He's a contender, but he's at some point he's going to have to run by Mystic Dan. He couldn't do it in the Derby with the same trip, and now we're going 110 yards shorter, so I don't know why he would do it this time. Of the new players, obviously imagination is a factor for Baffert. Tuscan Gold for Chad Brown is definitely a factor. He's okay. And in Breath South, Chad Brown has won the Preakness twice since 2017 with a horse with almost identical form. I think those are really the four that have the most chance. And we have a local park source, Uncle Heavy, who I will be interested in because Mark Reed, who you met years ago up at Parks, so when we went over to Dr. Billy's farm after the races, he bred Uncle Heavy. His brother Butch trains the horse. He sold him to a friend of his, Mike Milam. And the horse is named after Mark. He was a rather big guy. And his nickname at the racetrack, he's a former trainer, was Heavy. So all his nieces and nephews refer to him as Uncle Heavy. And he that just happened to be in 1972, as the University of Maryland grad. In 1972, ACC heavyweight wrestling champion, and he is a PA bred based at Parks. It's the toughest spot of his career. He's got a shot, third, and probably be, if they said right now, I said, you're third, they go, we'll take it. But he'll be coming late. Now, whether it's likely to be too late, but if you hear the words Uncle Heavy is rolling down the center of the track, it could be chaos with the Reeds and company at Baltimore.
That'd be something else. It really would be. That would be something else.
20 years since Smarty Jones. Be the first PA bred since the great Smarty Jones to win the Preakness.
Exactly. All right. So, of these horses in here, you mentioned several that have a shot. I'll bring out Tuscan Gold. What does Tuscan Gold bring to the table?
Yeah, I mean, he's lightly raced, ran a good third in the Louisiana Derby, could have tried to get to the Kentucky Derby, but Chad Brown said, and he's done this a couple of times, Steve, in recent years, said, you know what, I'm going to try to point this horse to the Preakness. Did the same thing with Cloud Computing, same thing with Early Voting 2 years ago. They both won. Blazing Sevens last year almost beat National Treasure, so he's got a real beat on how you run on the Preakness, and he's obviously one of the great trainers we have. It's just unclear how good he is. He's only run three times. If you said who's got the best breeding in the race, I'd say Tuscan Gold. I mean, he's by a great sire out of a mare that's by Curlin. So he's got all that going for him. It's just a question of what is his ceiling, and is he going to be good enough to beat these kind of horses? And the answer is it very possibly.
And then there is, in this race, Catching Freedom. What do you like about Catching Freedom? What concerns you about Catching Freedom?
I'm not sure the trainer really wants to run in the race. He didn't sound all that enthusiastic after he finished fourth. He doesn't usually run horses back in 2 weeks. What I like is he's very consistent, Steve. He's never run a bad race. Fourth in the Derby, won Louisiana Derby, third in the Risen Star behind Sierra Leone. So he's been in with the good horses and run well. He basically had the same trip that Mystic Dan had at the Derby, followed him all the way through with Flavian Pratt, and couldn't catch him then. I don't know why you would catch him this time, but he's certainly a contender. I mean, the four horses are going to get the most money are Catching Freedom, Mystic Dan, Tuscan Gold, and Imagination. And if they finish 1, 2, 3, 4, nobody's going to be surprised. Of the long shots, I don't like either of the Lucas horses, Seize the Gray or Just Steel. In fact, I think Seize the Gray has a chance with Mugatu of finishing last. Uncle Heavy of the long shots would be the one I think has the best chances. Maybe, you know, if you're looking for a long shot, the trifecta or something, he'd be the one maybe used for third.
You mentioned with Mystic Dam about how he ran well in the slop one other time.
He did.
Any other horses here that have any kind of track record in the slop that's noteworthy?
Yeah, the great Uncle Eddie. He won. You remember the race we were watching on the plane?
Yeah, that's right.
In Indiana, when he got up at the last jump in the Withers at Aqueduct, that was a and he won a race at Parks on a good track back in right after Christmas. Yeah, and not many of the other horses have any kind of form or no form in mud. So yeah. You'd be guessing with the rest of them, but yeah, for sure, the favorite does, and Uncle Heavy does.
Okay, just in case people are wondering, sometimes what we do in the plane, we will watch.
Yes. That's right. We're getting ready to taxi for takeoff out of Monroe County Airport near Bloomington.
Hey, yeah, and Penn State won. We already did our job for the day. We're good.
That's right. Hey, they crushed it, and we got Uncle Heavy up on the last jump.
36 horses have won the Derby and Preakness combo. So let's get to the Pick'em part, because I know you have another one coming up here shortly. In the Pick'em part of it, Mystic Dan become 37, and how do you box it?
I'd like Mystic Dan, and then I'll probably play Tuscan Gold and Imagination. I think Imagination may be loose on the lead. Tuscan Gold, we talked about, is the improving horse. So see if I can keep catching Freedom out of the trifecta. So some combination of 5-8-9, 5-9-8, something like that. And with a little Uncle Heavy sprinkled in at the bottom of all of that.
Of course you have to get Uncle Heavy sprinkled in somewhere.
Yeah, of course.
Come on.
It must
have. Got to do it.
DJ, come on.
DJ, you're the best. Thanks, Ben. I appreciate it so much.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Steve.
Dick Girardi.
There's something to be said about a sale with a handshake. A service technician who really knows what he's doing, they can explain it in English what the problem is. There's nothing better than having that friend you could trust in the area. That's Sunbury Motors, where you get selection, knowledgeable salespeople, and prices that fit your budget, and more important, that friend you can trust. Welcome to Sunbury Motors, Kia, Ford, and Hyundai. You could shop other dealers and compare prices, but at Sunbury Motors, you get their lowest price promise. They research the current used vehicle market and guarantee their used car prices are the lowest. If you find a lower price, Sunbury Motors will beat it. Three dealers all in one. See their full new and pre-owned inventory at sunburymotors.com. Pick out a vehicle you like and schedule your test drive online. Follow them on Facebook. Sunbury Motors Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
You want your young athlete to get the most out of life and NIL. You need a roadmap, a strategic approach. NIL Game Changers help student athletes earn while they learn in their collegiate journey. Driven by former student athletes and coaches who work as NIL sports agents and content media designers, they'll guide both student and family, starting with high school students looking toward college and those already in college. Get a seasoned team of marketing experts with a background in athletics and coaching. Visit NILGameChangers.org, the ultimate destination for name, image, and likeness opportunities.